Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm joined by Valley Heights head coach Cody Trimble, coming off a tough loss on Friday, looking to bounce back at Onega this Friday. Coach, what are some things you're really emphasizing in practice this week?
Just continuing to focus on the details. Centralia is a really good team, not going to take anything away from them, but really feel like we beat ourselves just as much as they beat us. A lot of little details that we didn't execute on here and there.
Talking about your quarterback, Max Shanks, 4 for 11, 58 yards, and on the ground, he contributed some as well, had some fourth down conversions. What are some things in your game, or excuse me, in his game that you'd like to see improve and what you like so far?
He played pretty well for he started, I guess, the second start since he played against Centralia in the playoff last year. Only a sophomore, I thought he did fine. Biggest thing we got to do is just, again, kind of little details here and there, continuing to work on our techniques and stuff like that. But he played really tough, and I think every time he was throwing the ball, he was under pressure, taking hits. So overall, I was pretty pleased with the way he played.
Your fullback, Hasten Bigham, he had 18 carries, and you really like his frame and his athleticism to run in between the tackles. And then also on the outside, you have a kid like DeWald, who is also very quick on the outside. What are your thoughts on trying to get both of those guys a decent amount of workload, which you did very well in week one, and trying to mix up things and trick the opposing defenses?
Yeah, that's nothing's going to change there. I mean, we got to keep feeding both of them guys. A little better play up front by our offensive line will help both of them as well. But overall, we just got to continue to – we didn't get to a whole lot of things in our playbook against Centralia being week one. Just didn't feel comfortable with some things. So the more that we continue to execute on different things like that, it'll just continue to open things up for both of those guys.
Absolutely. And kind of talking about opening that playbook, is maybe going to the passing game more something you're going to try to do this week, maybe?
I think we threw the ball around 11 times against Centralia. But for me, that's kind of where I like to stay. Obviously, get situation different week to week, even possession to possession. But we're a running first team, and that's kind of the way we'd like to be today.
All right, Coach, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more, and we'll talk about you guys' opponent this upcoming week here on Locker Room Chat. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Valley Heights head coach Cody Trimble, talking about this upcoming matchup at Onega, first road game of the 2022 season. Coach, what are some things you're seeing in this Buffaloes team?
They got pretty good size. They're going to play physical, and their quarterback, the Fisher kid, he's a really good athlete. We're going to have to take care of him if we want to be successful.
And talking about your guys' defense, very, like you have been saying, a very good Centralia team. You guys really limited them in the first quarter, in about first quarter and a half, and then they were really able to step onto the gas. What are some things you're trying to do to make sure that you guys can play a good full four quarters of defense?
Obviously, first game, we probably weren't in the best shape we possibly could have been. We had a lot of kids cramping, so we had to put some guys in spots that, we don't necessarily feel like is strong suit for them or our team, just due to people coming out with cramps and different things like that. So we just got to continue to get in shape. Everybody's playing in the heat week one, week two. Looks like it's going to be hot again this week. So just got to keep working on getting in shape.
You guys were 5 for 13 on converting on third downs. How important is it for you to get some more of those this week against a very solid Onega defense?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely important. Those difference in drive staying alive or not. We didn't really win field position at all against Centralia, so that makes it hard to, maybe get some conversions even on fourth down. When you're behind in field position, and just kind of staying on schedule, not getting behind the chains, makes third down a lot easier for conversions when you got third and four instead of third and 14.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Best of luck this Friday, and you can catch the game on KMZA 92.1. And look forward to talking to you again next week.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies.